In 19th century America, blue laws made it difficult, if not impossible, to put a Sunday baseball game together in cities like Chicago, Cincinnati, St. Louis, Cleveland, Detroit, New York, Washington, and Philadelphia. As early as 1902 and as late as 1934, legal challenges once again opened up the diamond to Sunday play in those locations. This summer marks the 100th anniversary of a change in Nebraska law that opened up that state's diamonds on Sundays. Bill Kelly of NET News in Lincoln, Nebraska, has our story.
Hey, one down! Where are your runners? Let's go!
There was a time when this could have landed you in a Nebraska jail.
Up! Up, 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 up!
That's the sound of baseball, and 100 years ago, it was also the sound of rebellion. Right now, it's opening day for the Nebraska City Riverhawks.
Nice catch, all right!
They've come to Lincoln to play the Bombers in the Southeast Nebraska League. It's part of a long sporting tradition in this state.
In the late 1800s and early 1900s, baseball was the sport. Baseball was what every town did. It was a matter of civic pride to have a good team.
Bruce Esser runs a website dedicated to Nebraska's baseball history.
It was the thing to do in Nebraska in the early 1900s was to go to a baseball game in the summer.
The primary form of entertainment.
Exactly, the primary form of entertainment. Fishing, hunting, trap shooting, those kinds of things were done in the fall.
At the turn of the last century, laws in a lot of states banned any kind of business or entertainment on the Sabbath, and for Christians, that meant Sunday.
Some towns, like Columbus in 1910, just turned a blind eye to the law and went ahead and played Sunday baseball. Omaha played Sunday baseball starting in 1900, but other towns like Lincoln and Beatrice and Kearney and York, it was impossible to play Sunday baseball.
Impossible because of the blue laws, which were originally enacted by 17th century Puritan colonists. They were designed to enforce communities' religious standards. Pastor Greg Walls is senior minister at South Point Christian Church in Lincoln, Nebraska, and a devout Cleveland Indians fan.
I guess if you're not going to be in church, there's not a better place to be, right, than a baseball game.
Walls reminds his parishioners that honoring the Sabbath day comes from the Jewish tradition of ceasing from work sundown Friday through Saturday sundown. He's even used the sport in his sermons to make a pitch for the New Testament team.
There's an eternal sense to baseball that it could have no ending. It could go on forever. And then the fact that in baseball there's sacrifice, sacrifice bunts, where you give yourself up, these little games within the game, and that's such a metaphor for life.
But turn-of-the-century life wasn't always that simple for Nebraskans. The far-reaching blue laws made it hard to get in a game on Sunday. Richard Duncan teaches law at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln with a special interest in religion, the law, and the Boston Red Sox.
It's pretty obvious that most of the legislators circa the turn of the century, circa the early 1900s, were probably practicing Christians. And so it would seem natural to them to pick their day of religious rest as the day that would be available for everyone.
Teams usually played two games a week, but there was also a perfectly logical reason why some teams had to play on Sunday.
The turn of the century, a lot of these ball players were part-time ball players. They probably worked in factories during the week, and on the weekends they played baseball, and people wanted to be able to have that entertainment.
But it was the church leaders across Nebraska who made sure local police enforced the law, shutting down grocery stores and barbershops and baseball games, seen as a threat to the moral fiber of the community. Again, Bruce Esser.
Yeah, the police would show up. The people would be arrested. It was a $10 fine or 10 days in jail. Sometimes they would move to a town in a different county on Sunday to play. In one case, they actually moved to Kansas to play. They just got on a train. Everybody went to Kansas, played on a Kansas field, and came back.
So in 1902, a group called the Law and Order League pressured the sheriff in Otoe County to shut down Sunday baseball. And during one particular game, 1,200 fans in the stands, it all boiled over. The headline in the Red Cloud Chief blared, "Sunday baseball results in a riot. Sheriff attempts arrest of players."
A warrant, sworn out by a member of the Law and Order League, was placed in the hands of Sheriff Brower for the arrest of the two teams. At the close of the third inning, the sheriff appeared. When he arrived on the grounds, an angry crowd surrounded and hustled him violently. His revolver was taken away from him. He succeeded in arresting four players and took them to a justice's office where they were placed under bonds. A number of city pastors were at the justice's office. Friends of the players threatened and jostled them. A rock was thrown at Reverend C.M. Shepherd of the Methodist. Reverend Shepherd was chased to his home.
The local church has got no sympathy from the local judge. The entire case was thrown out of his courtroom. The Otoe County prosecutor didn't like the verdict. He appealed it all the way to the state Supreme Court. And this wasn't even the first Sunday baseball case argued before the highest court in the state. Again, historian Bruce Esser.
The Supreme Court, you know, in their ruling said it could lead to mayhem if we allowed Sunday baseball, that it would disrupt the moral fiber of the state allowing Sunday baseball. So at that point in time, the Supreme Court was very much in a moral position. So baseball was a competitor to attending church.
Sunday baseball became the hottest political debate in the state. An editorial cartoon in the Omaha Bee depicted the three most important issues facing the state legislators: the death penalty, a woman's right to vote, and playing baseball on Sunday. Another paper's sports columnist, Sandy Griswold, called the law idiotic. In 1913, state law finally changed. Local governments could decide whether or not to allow play. Soon the protests ended. Baseball had beaten the Bible. And today, people like Pastor Craig Walls can watch a game with his kids. He's glad he has the choice.
I know sometimes well-meaning people want to hold on to some value. And again, there's a value in honoring the Sabbath, and I totally agree with that. But when we enforce that, we get entangled in the state, and that always ends badly for the church.
Over the next few years, one restriction after another was relaxed. The state allowed drugstores and barbershops and movie theaters and dance halls and car dealers to open for business on Sundays. Blue laws lingered largely unenforced until the 1960s. The pattern was the same in other states across the country.
It's kind of interesting because, you know, baseball, even more so back in the day, was referred to as the national pastime.
Law professor Richard Duncan.
And so to the extent that you're going to use something to kind of break the stranglehold of the blue laws, you know, what would put more pressure on legislatures or on courts to take another look at whether we should have a mandated day off than the fact that people wanted to go out and spend their day of rest watching the national pastime.
With an orange Nebraska sunset to the west, the mercury vapor lights form a ring around the Nebraska City Riverhawks' perfect green diamond. From a distance, young men on the field look like players you'd see on a century-old promotional poster for the town's semi-pro team. It's Wednesday night, but the players turn their thoughts to Sunday's game. It's clear that some of them have 100 years of perspective.
It's tough to get everybody around if you don't have a game on the weekend. I mean, I still go to church every Sunday. Just to be out here playing is good enough for me.
As long as you aren't in jail.
Yeah, as long as I don't go to jail.
For Only a Game, I'm Bill Kelly in Lincoln, Nebraska.
To view our Nebraska baseball photos, please visit onlyagame.org. Breaking the law, breaking the law.